Let us pray. Eternal God of love, as we gather in this sanctuary to celebrate this glorious season, we have gathered as children of God. Once again, we prepare ourselves to hear the message of the angels, and in our hearts and minds, to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, to worship and adore the baby with the shepherds, the angels, and the magi. As we open the scriptures which reveal your loving purpose from the very first days of creation unto the glorious redemption brought to us by this holy child, may we make our sanctuary glad with carols of praise and worship. We continue to pray for peace and goodwill all over the earth, for unity and true fellowship within the church. And let us not forget the very ones Christ came to save, the poor, the lonely, the outcast, the helpless, the little children, and the ones who are so often rejected and scorned by society and even religious institutions. As we worship as the body of Christ, we remember the multitude of saints who have gathered in this place in past years, but have now gone on before us, and they are a part of that great cloud of witnesses who join in our happy song. We offer these prayers and praises with all humility to the very throne of grace, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning. Today I'll be reading God Creates the Heavens and the Earth, a reading from the first chapter of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. Thank you.
God's majesty and glory is declared by the psalmist. A reading from the 8th chapter of Psalms. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Thank you. Adam and Eve eat the forbidden fruit, a reading from the third chapter of Genesis. Now the serpent was more subtle than any other wild creature that the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Did God say you should not eat of any tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and they made themselves aprons."
Zechariah blesses the Lord God of Israel, a reading from the first chapter of Luke. Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins through the tender mercy of our God. When the day shall dawn upon us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace."
Is incarnate one. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. A reading from the 9th chapter of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation, thou hast increased its joy. They rejoice before thee as with joy at the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, thou hast broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Circle around the grand and folding, to see the precious daylight there.
St. Luke tells of the birth of Christ, a reading from the second chapter of Luke. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
The shepherds go to Bethlehem, a reading from the second chapter of Luke. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign upon you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill toward man. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which is the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Was to certain poor shepherds in fields. The Magi visit the Messiah, a reading from the second chapter of Matthew. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where's the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation, a reading from the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father.
Thank you.
Come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. O God, we praise you for the wondrous gift of the Word made flesh in a little child. We behold his glory. We shine in his radiance. We kneel before his majesty, and we marvel at his love. Of all the prayers we offer during this Advent season of great expectation, we pray most earnestly for peace and goodwill, that the everlasting light of your glorious majesty will descend upon our troubled world, and we will discover the blessed hope of our Savior's grace. We pray for peace and understanding, for love and acceptance, for forgiveness and reconciliation, for mercy and kindness. And as we prepare to depart this ethereal oasis from the hectic and stressful bustle of the world, draw us near to our Savior, our Messiah, and our King, as we offer him not gold or frankincense or myrrh, but the gift of our very lives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.